Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you're listening today, and we hope that today's show is inspiring, informative, but most of all, that it gives glory to our Lord. I am Hans, and I am seated next to my bride, Amy.
You sound so resigned. My bride.
My bride.
Your sidekick. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Harvest. Right now, we have a really special show today, and we'll tell you more about it. But first, we're going to start with some community announcements. But I was just trying to think what we did. We came off of a long weekend. I can't even remember what we did.
We should have prepped for this.
That
was a few days ago.
We did do some, you know, we're in that season of college, applying to colleges.
I know what someone did. Someone proliferated our house with pumpkins. Someone decided that it was fall officially enough to find everything and anything that relates to fall, which happens to be our favorite season. But to the extent that Amy takes it to is quite extraordinary.
There are leaves in our living room. There are fake leaves, pumpkins. And then
pumpkins of all colors. It's a little bit weird.
And I'm really not done yet. But yes, we are on that point in Atlanta where it is so hot, it's going to be like 96 tomorrow, and we are ready for fall. And yeah. I know everyone's shaking their head, so I'm ushering it in with
decor.
And we were just talking about
don't even say pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice. So the best part of it was, I don't know where you were, but
I don't know either.
Grace comes downstairs and she says, "Mom, are you burning the cinnamon wax?"
Oh, she called you out on it, didn't she?
She did. Because Hans said, he told me when I got it, he said, "Don't burn that yet. We're not ready for fall yet." So I switched out the beach smell with the cinnamon and cloves, and our house smells amazing. But she came downstairs. She's like, "Do you have permission to be burning that?"
So you can see what kind of ship gets run and washed ashore.
Honey, you got to pick your fights. That's all I'm going to say.
That's
you got to
pick
your
illustration
battles.
Of one of the fights I decided not to pick.
Okay, so community events. We have a lot, so I want to make sure I get everything in. We've got the 5K coming up with Mending the Gap, September 21st. I'm hoping that is a run walk because
I think it's any and all.
Yeah, I think I might even bring my bike. But anyway, come out and support them. It's a great cause. Helping lower income seniors in Gwinnett County and beyond. And we've got also a ongoing aging series at North Metro Baptist on Wednesday nights at 6:30. Pastor Hampton over there has put together a great program for the next, I believe we have three more Wednesday nights. There's going to be Medicare and legal information. And I think even some information on Social Security. So at northmetrobaptist.org up in Buford, right behind the Striper Stadium, Wednesday nights, 6:30, great series. And October 11th, we have homerepairs.org. is having their big golf fundraiser. So go to homerepairs.org, October 11th. Hopefully that's going to be a not too hot of a day for golf, but great cause for them. Their ministry is to do home repairs for seniors in need.
And if you have any community events that you would like us to announce, please reach out to us at seniorprovisions.com. And the way in which we get to present all of these great community events and present all this information and ministries in the community is because of our sponsors. And we want to thank Carrying Man in a Van for supporting the Harvest Radio Show. They are a trusted resource in transportation serving all of Greater Atlanta. And if you'd like to learn more, go to carryingmaninavan.com. And as they like to say,
you're going to love the ride. And we love their ride. They are awesome. And they are a great resource for your transportation needs here in Atlanta, which you just said.
Yes, thank you.
Well, okay, so we've been doing this new feature. It's called the Spotlight Caregiver Question. So I understand you have that today from a Facebook follower.
Yes, it comes from a Facebook follower in Gwinnett. Dementia runs in our family, and I'm wondering about developing the disease myself. Is there anything I can do in my lifestyle to help prevent it?
That is a great question. And we held back the name because it is obvious that within her family, there has been Alzheimer's and dementia. And so her concern was, she's not, you know, right now currently showing signs, but she's concerned and wants to know, is there some real things that you can do? So there's really three main categories. So first and foremost, if you are a smoker, stop smoking and don't start smoking. And that includes everything. That includes vaping. It includes cigars.
Pipes.
I mean,
we're going to list every smoking apparatus known to man.
The answer is quit smoking for obvious heart issues, but it is a leading cause of dementia.
And then next is manage your numbers. So we're talking here about weight, blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar. Those are all important indicators of health, and they're also important drivers of your health. So know your numbers and know how to shape a better, healthier you through them.
Mainly because one of the most common forms of dementia is vascular dementia. So everything you just mentioned, weight and blood pressure and cholesterol and blood sugar, all have to do with your vascular health. So if you can manage those numbers, get them under control, get them in the right ranges, you're really helping yourself. And then finally, we've talked about this on brain health. And if you go to seniorprovisions.com, which is our website, you will find the Harvest Radio episodes and scroll through there, and you're going to find one on brain health. And the thing that we stress is the most on that is about learning new things and exercising your mind. So dementia is a brain disorder. It is a brain disease, and it is a diminishing of your brain capacity. So if you can learn new things, it is scientifically proven, if you can take the healthy brain cells and make
neuroplasticity. That is the word of the show.
Wow. That's really awesome. I think I've heard that term before.
Yes, it was on our show about five weeks ago.
That's awesome. Some neuroplasticity.
Yes.
Oh, good. I even said it right.
Wow.
Learn new things. Build new connections within your brain. And that is a great way to help stave off, prevent. There is no cure for Alzheimer's or dementia. We are working towards a cure. And there's a lot of research going on. But these are the things that, at least when you're feeling anxious and worried, these are the things that you can say, okay, I'm going to do something. And
I was going to say, too, part of that show also talked about brain health and your mental health and focusing on gratitude and gratefulness and love and kindness, and that those are important attributes to develop in every moment of your day, because the opposite of that are become biologically those elements that hamper your circulatory system, that introduce hormones that are detrimental to your health, your brain health, your
vascular negative health. Hormones. Yep.
Yes.
Well, I was thinking about this. This question has kind of inherently a little fear wrapped up in it and a little anxiety. And it brings me to the scripture of the week. Which is one of our favorites in our family, and that is Psalm 139:14. I praise you, Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it well. Love that. Mm-hmm. Don't ever forget that God created you. God knows every hair on your head. He knows.
And his thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways.
Yep. And so don't be afraid. Do what you can do, but don't live in fear.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. That's a great question for the week. Well, I kind of jumped the, what do they call it? Jump the shark?
I guess.
That's we'll the old that. Happy days
yes.
term. Okay, so today we do have a very special show. We are sitting, and if you're listening to this and it's a couple years later on our podcast, you're going to be like, what hurricane? But right now.
Or which hurricane?
Which hurricane? But right now we've got Hurricane Dorian, who is stationary off the coast of Florida and threatening.
Over the Bahamas.
Over the Bahamas, has done just tremendous damage. So we've been praying for those families and the people that are still in the path. So today we decided that we are going to do a show about natural disasters and how to get ready for the storm. Whether it's a hurricane, an ice storm, unexpected crisis of some kind, and we have information for you today that we want you to pay close attention and share with others how to be prepared. I'm thinking about the Midwest. There's tornadoes. There's flooding.
Fires in California. You never know which way they're going to blow and change direction.
Absolutely. Earthquakes. I mean, we live in a broken world, and so we want you to know how to be prepared. You're listening to The Harvest.
There are places I remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some...
Is it getting difficult to get yourself, mom, or dad to the doctor? Do you dislike driving in heavy traffic? Wish there was a safer, more convenient way to get where you need to go? This is Scott Chamberlain, owner of Caring Man and Event. We provide personal care transportation for individuals that need to travel by wheelchair or stretcher. For the last 12 years, countless families have trusted us to transport their loved ones. Our customer Bill of Rights guarantees you prompt service, clean, comfortable vans, a certified driver that is attentive to your needs, plus the promise you will have an enjoyable experience. Visit our website today at caringmaninavan.com or call 1-855-342-1566. That's 1-855-342-1566. You're going to love the ride.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson's Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia or call 404-325-2020.
Flowers are beautiful. But they become even more so when carried by people who are committed to ending Alzheimer's. At the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, hundreds of thousands carry different colored flowers, signifying their connections to the disease. And we walk so that one day, there will be a white flower for Alzheimer's first survivor.
Welcome back to The Harvest. Boy, oh boy, are we getting more and more polished week over week over week.
It's a little scary.
We have a great show for you today. In light of the recent Hurricane Dorian, we thought it would be great to review disaster preparedness, especially in the Southeast, in our area, in our region. There's probably almost one hurricane that comes into our frame of reference to be concerned about coming out all the way up to Atlanta and definitely along the eastern seaboard and the Gulf Coast. So we thought it'd be a great time to kind of circle back around and help give some peace of mind about being prepared and what those items may be.
Absolutely. So I was thinking about, so the first thing that comes to our mind is the older adults that are on the coast and how are they getting ready? Those providers that are in the communities and the nursing homes have disaster plans.
Right.
And so if they really need to evacuate their people, and we're starting to see buses coming up to Atlanta now with folks coming into sister communities, they really do a great job. And so that's great. I worry about the older adults who aren't in a community, that are living on their own, still independent. And it reminded me of a story a couple of years ago when I worked in assisted living. I was told that there was a lady out in our kind of sales presentation room. So I went out to see her. And when I opened the door, she was definitely an older adult. And she had a cup of coffee sitting in front of her. And her son was sitting there. And she looked up at me and she said, "Hi," and I won't share her name, but she said, "I'm so-and-so and I'm homeless. My house has been flooded and everything I own is underwater. And I have no place to sleep tonight. Can you help me?" So I sat down and I said, I reassured her. I said, "We're going to do everything we can to help you." And I asked how old she was. She was 95 years old. And she started crying. And I said to her, and you know, in the South, I used her first name. And I said, "Miss So-and-so, you're 95 years old. You have survived a world war. You have went through so many situations in your life. And this one is no different. And God has been faithful to bring you through. And he brought you here today because we're going to help you. And you're going to have a warm place to lay your head tonight." And she was just so grateful and thankful. And it was just, she had no plan. It was an unexpected flash flood. We had had a lot of rain here in Atlanta, and we were able to accommodate her and take care of her for a couple of months because it took a lot of construction to get her house even livable again.
Right.
But she literally walked in with the clothes on her back. So it's really important to plan for the unexpected. Because there was no hurricane then. That was a flash flood, and her house was near a high creek.
Mm-hmm.
So the first number one thing that you have to do, and if you've got a piece of paper out, a notebook, and you're taking notes, create an emergency plan. And on that emergency plan, there are some key elements that you need to include. Number one, assume you don't have a phone or your phone is dead, and have everyone's phone number in writing.
Yep.
Including your neighbors, because if you've left your home and your neighbors are available and they haven't left their home, you can call them and say, "Hey, how's my house look? Is my roof still on?
Have they gotten to this area to help clean roads and get access back to the home?" Very important. Second is your doctor's phone number, or if you have multiple doctors, all of their phone numbers, because again, those are numbers you probably look up as you need or have on speed dial on your phone. So you must have those.
Absolutely.
Nearest relatives.
Absolutely. Phone numbers of your closest friends and family, they're all going to be worried about you. And sometimes if phone lines are down, they can't reach you, but you might be able to get to a phone that is working where you can call out. I don't know about you, but I don't keep any phone numbers in my head anymore. They're all on my phone. So it's really important to have that list. Another key important thing in an emergency plan is to have a meeting place. And we did this years ago after 9/11. You worked in downtown Atlanta, and I was out in the suburbs. And we just said, we're going to have a meeting place if, you know,
right.
The worst case scenario happens.
Yes.
We're going to have a place where we know we can all meet. And that's really important because oftentimes roads get blocked and where you think you're going to meet, you might have to go a different route. So have a key meeting place for all of the family to come.
And again, we're trying to establish good overarching view, support and ideas for you to carry forth depending on the disaster. I mean, we could be talking about localized flooding or a more regional thing like a hurricane. But, you know, so these are just foundational things to be prepared for because you don't know what that event's going to look like. Next one is if you have a medical condition that requires maintenance of a medication, get a medical alert bracelet.
You know, we're talking specifically about older adults as well. And you can get separated from your loved one. And if you do get separated, if they are not able to share everything about their medical condition, their diabetes, they're at risk for seizures, having that medical bracelet on is going to help the people around them help them when they need it. And also, we talked about having a meeting place, but if you are not able to stay at your home, have an emergency evacuation spot. So know who your contacts are outside of your area. So, for instance, we have a lot of folks that are coming up from Florida. They have family here in Atlanta. This is their safe go-to place, and they're going to stay here until Dorian passes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're safe to go back to their home, and they've got the green light. I mean, right now, all the highways are all exiting one direction.
Right.
You can't even head towards the coast right now. So have a safe place. You don't want to be scrambling, putting out an SOS on Facebook. Hey, where can I go? Hotels are all going to be booked. So have that plan in mind ahead of time.
Well, and to that point, those that live along the coast have those plans well rehearsed, well understood. They have those homes up in the Atlanta area, wherever. But those families know that whenever there's a storm, that's where they're headed. It's pre-communicated, and they're working for that plan or towards that plan. You know, we're a little less familiar with that, so it's important to have these things in place.
Absolutely. So that's great. And then all of these plans are only good if you share them with others. So have them written, have a little binder, and we're going to talk about later on some other documents to have handy. But have that as a binder that you can just grab and go with your change of clothes and things like that, and share those plans with others. So, you know, I always say the best laid plans of mice and men are ones that you actually share with mice and men.
Is that how the saying
goes? I always say that.
Wow. All right. So the next big step, we kind of broke this into categories, is to stock an emergency medical kit. So again, for some very good fundamentals, have at least 2 weeks supply of medication.
CDC recommends at least two weeks. And I'm telling you, every older adult I know has a 2 week pill box in their home.
Mm-hmm.
So fill that up. Please, in anticipation, you don't want to use old medications. So make sure it's fresh medications that are not older than 3 to 6 months old. And also, you know, if you have the time to grab that, grab the bottles along with it. I mean, 2 weeks seems like a long time, but by the time you get back, if you're out of prescriptions, it takes a lot to get those refilled. So 2 week minimum.
And have a plan ahead for those things that require to be refrigerated.
Yes.
So have that in plan, as you probably do when you go out on events, you have those cooler bags and you're set up. So just
Absolutely.
Have that plan.
And it's always a great idea to have some backup equipment. If you're checking your blood sugar every day, have a backup blood sugar checker, have a backup blood pressure cuff in that emergency bag. And also have a good, well-stocked first aid kit. I'm sorry, but when I'm moving fast, I tend to be pretty clumsy. And if you have a loved one who is walking over treacherous areas and over downed limbs, it's very likely someone's going to fall, someone's going to get scratched or hurt. Someone may have a raging headache. Have a first aid kit that you can administer, because unfortunately, during a crisis, EMTs can't readily get to individuals. So have the basics stocked up.
And then lastly, in this category, is have copies of your medical records. You know, these are the important things that if you have complicating medical needs that relate to a surgery or a prognosis, have these medical records with you at all times so that they're easily translatable to someone that's providing you care that may not know your history.
Absolutely. I know we're throwing a lot at you right now, but it's great to have this ahead of time, not a week out from a hurricane. But it's not too late. If you do not have some of these things that we're talking about, please get your emergency plan in place and get a medical kit pulled together. It really doesn't take that long. In fact, I know at some of the major stores, you can actually go and buy a really decent mm-hmm. first aid kit. We've had them in our cars since our kids were playing sports forever. And I can't tell you how many times I've gone and gotten the ice packs and gone and gotten the gauze because of injuries. And it's not always sports related. It's a lot of just people tripping.
And, so, and we're going to repeat this again, and but I want to say it now is, you know, take this in steps. I mean, this disaster that, you know, we're talking about is a good trigger for this conversation, but this doesn't all need to happen in one weekend.
You've been listening to The Harvest. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about getting ready in the event of a natural disaster, being prepared, and we actually have a special caller who's going to be joining us to talk about the mental fatigue side of it. You've been listening to The Harvest.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there.
Wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how.
Welcome back to The Harvest. It's always an interesting day when we record our show.
Oh, absolutely. But today is even more interesting.
It's a very special program, as my wife likes to say. We've been talking about getting prepared for a disaster and how to keep you and your loved ones safe during a crisis. We've talked about first being prepared with an emergency plan. Secondly, stocking up with an emergency medical kit. And before we move on to some other things to prepare for this, we'd like to bring in a great friend and guest, Michelle Allen. She's a social worker with Senior Options and Mindful Transitions to join our discussion. Thank you, Michelle, for being with us on the Harvest Radio Show.
Well, good morning, and thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, hey, good morning, Michelle. It's the Monday back from a holiday. Are you doing okay?
It is a great morning so far. We're lucky here in Atlanta, aren't we?
Yes. Oh, yeah. My goodness. And I know we were just talking about how people have been praying the hurricane off the coast, and it's working.
Well, maybe more specifically off of any inhabited island as well.
But yes.
We're working on that.
Well, we have been talking today about getting prepared in the eye of a storm, disaster ready. And we've talked about the emergency plan. We've talked about emergency medical kit. But I really want to address, like, kind of getting that physical side, getting ready. But we really would like to talk about the mental toll that this can take. But first, how about you introduce yourself again? We introduced you a little bit, but tell us a little bit about how you serve the senior community here in Atlanta.
So I am a licensed clinical social worker working as a psychotherapist with Mindful Transitions, which is a group psychotherapy practice that offers in-home counseling for Medicare beneficiaries. So we have a team of 13 clinicians to go out and provide in-home psychotherapy services to people who have trouble getting out to see a therapist in a traditional office setting, and we are able to bill Medicare for those services. I also provide geriatric care managing services through Aging Life Care of Atlanta. So I have two hats out in the community, one working as a psychotherapist and the other working as a geriatric care manager.
That is awesome. Oh, my goodness. I've known you for years and with your role with different other organizations, and you are such a resource, and you were the first person I thought of that could speak into this, the mental toll of it. And, you know, so just let me make sure I understand. So what you are describing, is that considered therapeutic counseling that's paid for by Medicare?
That's right. That's right. So it's just individual therapy services or psychotherapy services, counseling services. That looks like, you know, the one-on-one therapy lasts for an hour each session with clients.
That's awesome. So many people do not know that that is a resource out there. And we've been able to utilize your organization's services with some of our clients who are transitioning from home and moving into a new assisted living, even loss of a spouse, all of those situations. And I can't think of a bigger situation of a transition and a loss than when there is a natural disaster. So Tell us a little bit about what mental toll that can take on an older adult.
So it really varies, and it depends on their support system, and it depends also on their health needs. And I've walked this journey with so many families who have unexpectedly faced this situation. Amy, one of the things you and I've never talked about before is that during Katrina, I was interning down at Grady Hospital, and I remember when we cleared out a whole floor of folks to welcome in anybody who was evacuating from Katrina who needed that high level of acute medical care.
Wow.
And I was also working at Crossroads Hospice, and I was specifically placed at Roswell Nursing and Rehab when they were also clearing out a whole section of the building to welcome in folks who are evacuating from Katrina. And just how devastating it was when folks were so dependent on other people, needed a high level of medical care, and felt so insecure in the process as they were being shuffled to a different state.
Right.
And so it can be quite difficult for many families. Most recently, I've worked with some families that were displaced just last year from Hurricane Michael and unexpectedly had to move to the Atlanta area to start getting assisted living care and independent living care here as opposed to where they were living down at Miami Beach. So it's just been... I've seen the journey with many people, and it can be really, really difficult. But what I always want to tell families or anybody who's in the middle of this transition or big change is that it won't always feel so difficult, and that eventually you will get to a new normal. Or your new normal might not be what it was before, but it won't be this chaotic or this hectic.
Right. Go ahead.
And then along with it will come an intense amount of loss.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that you had before might be gone or at least drastically changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also the power of going day by day and seeing yourself through, changing your priorities and shifting on to weathering this out day by day. How have you seen a difference in those that are have been diagnosed with dementia and dealing with this level of crisis?
So it can be especially difficult to deal with this kind of intense change and crisis if somebody's in the early or moderate stages of dementia, where they know enough to know that something's happening around them, but their insight and awareness might not be so complete that they're able to conceptualize or even remember from day to day or morning to afternoon exactly what's going on. So they know that it's not right and it's not their normal, but they don't have the abilities to conceptualize exactly what's going on. And
right.
Then, of course, those in the later stages, as long as they're getting the care that they need, can usually navigate through this change fairly well, assuming that they have high-quality caregivers who are providing them consistent support and meeting all of their basic needs. For those in the earlier stages of dementia, I think having a trusted caregiver that they recognize and remember and can rely on, as well as being surrounded by as many of the familiar things that they can really help them get through this change.
I know. We recommend as little change as possible and try to put things in place to ease that transition, to reduce the level of loss and stress. So speak a little bit about what you would recommend for a loved one. I mean, we talked about kind of the physical things that need to come along. What are some of the things that if someone who's caring for a loved one who's having to move out of their home right now and evacuate, what are some of the things that they can do to help ease that situation? And then can you speak about the aftercare that you would recommend?
Sure. So I think during this change and during the high crisis times, it's just to try to remain as calm and kind as you can. So you're interacting with the person that you're caring for or even with each other, and even with yourself, it's just to remember to be kind, that there's a lot of anxieties, a lot of fears, a lot of unknowns. And, you know, it's going to be really difficult. And so you might be having problems with mood. So you might be feeling more depressed than usual, very sad, very anxious, very irritable. Might be eating less or eating more than usual. Might be having a hard time with sleep. Might be having an extremely hard time making decisions or concentrating. It's a the number one complaint that a lot of people in crisis have is they feel like they just can't wrap their mind around what they should be doing. And then I think, as Hans had alluded to, it's just changing your priorities. And you're kind of shifting into survival mode, so focusing in on some of those basics that you need to get through the day. You know, do you have shelter? Do you have clothing? Do you have food? And then the second level is looking at who is your support network and how can you reach out and connect with them, start getting the help that you need. And some of that might just be emotional support. So finding people that you can talk to about what's going on and how scared you are and what you need.
Well, and you often, in the case of a shelter, you often have a lot of people that are in the same boat with you. And so there's a lot of great fellowship that can happen in that opportunity, that environment.
Right. And how much healing we then find in even small things to help take care of each other and just doing small things to extend kindness, grace, love, generosity to other people, however you can. So it could be as small as sharing a Snickers bar or offering somebody a tissue.
I love that. Michelle, that just speaks to who you are as well as who what we represent as well. Is I tell my kids this all the time. There's always time to be kind. And too often we fall into that crisis mode where we're irritable and we're grumpy and we're just snapping at people. And, you know, we can't change the situation, but we can change the way we are reacting to it. And, you know, that mood is definitely contagious. So,
well, and you can extend grace, and you can also, like you said, Michelle, give yourself grace. This is a stressful moment, and making it harder on yourself, scrutinizing yourself, is not a way to walk, you know, get through that moment.
So before we go to break here, I want to ask, how can others find out more information about Mindful Transitions? Do you all have a website that you can give?
Absolutely. So mindfultransitions.org is the website. And we always have somebody available to accept those incoming phone calls. So if anybody has questions about the services, they can definitely reach out and ask questions. Christina is usually the person who's manning the intake lines. Her and then Amy, you know, so that Amy,
yes,
who's joined us recently.
Love her.
And she's awesome. They're both awesome. So anytime somebody has questions, definitely check out our website. I'm sorry, it's mindfultransitions.com. I think I said .org earlier.
.com.
So feel free to give us a call.
And we'll put that information up on our website and Facebook as well. Thank you, Michelle. And we are going to head to break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about being prepared in the eye of the storm, disaster ready. You don't want to miss this. Grab your pencil and paper.
There'll be days like this, when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this, when everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me, there'll be days.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483, or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thriventsolutions@thriventsolutions.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We are so grateful. I hope you all caught the previous segment with Michelle Allen. She's an amazing person, and I love the vocabulary that she walks around using each and every day. Words like kindness, grace, love, compassion, empathy. Those should be the currency of our daily lives and how we interact with each other and how we talk to ourselves, counsel ourselves. I just am grateful for her.
Oh, she's awesome. She's one of my favorite people. And those words describe her. And so just to reiterate, Mindful Transitions is an organization here in Atlanta, and it's a great resource for families. So if you have a loved one who has gone through a transition, maybe a move, maybe a loss, maybe some type of crisis that has happened, and they're struggling, there is a Medicare benefit called therapeutic psychocounseling. Don't let the psycho part bother you. That just means it's psychos, brain. It's the mental health. And it's a great benefit that a lot of older adults do not know that they have. And you can have someone, Michelle goes out and you can't personally request her, though I would. But they have a whole team of counselors and social workers that can come to you and give you some great counseling and give you an opportunity to talk through how you're feeling and what's going on in your life. They are a tremendous resource for Senior Provisions as well.
So we started off the show talking about kind of these three different steps. The first one was develop a plan, how you would react to a disaster, whether it's flash flooding, wildfires, earthquake, ice storm, hurricane. What is your plan? Have it in place. Communicate it to others. If you need medical attention on a regular basis through medication, have a medical bracelet and communicate this plan to others. Have a meeting point. If it's something that you're leaving the coast for a hurricane and they have a safe harbor inland, communicate all of that to everyone so that they know that a plan is in place whenever it's needed. Secondly, your emergency kit. Your medical emergency kit. Have all those things in place, your medications for 2 weeks, your first aid kit, have the fundamentals, your medical records to communicate to other doctors that have not been caring for you over the years.
And we're referencing a lot of this is coming straight from the CDC website. I wish we could take full credit for this, but I mean, someone's already thought through a lot of this. So these are recommendations coming out of the CDC and healthingaging.org as well.
So that's why we brought in Michelle to talk about the emotional and psychological impact of disasters and how to get counseling through that. Now we want to go to that third step. We teach you before the break that we were going to give you the final list of items to have on hand. We first started off, we kind of went through all these elements. So now we want to talk about those things that you need to have in place for nutrition.
So as I say, what else do you need?
To feed our bellies or fill our bellies.
Absolutely. Well, that's not where I'm going to start, though. Hydrate. Yes. So number one survival item, water. So CDC recommends 1 gallon per person for at least 3 days. That's the minimum. And in times of stress, in times of ice storms where it's actually very dry or in the heat of the summer, people dehydrate, and older adults kind of are walking around dehydrated anyway.
Right. Think about, when these events could likely occur. What is the season of the year in your area? And likely it's winter or summer. And so we're talking about high temperatures or cold temperatures. So those things affect your hydration, your nutrition, clothing. So let's keep on going down the list. So a 3-day supply of canned or dried food. High protein shakes are great. Soups are also great. They hydrate as well as provide you nutrition. It's a good way for storage for a long shelf life. Vegetables and protein are often found in soups, or at least pick those as your storage items. But it's a great place to kind of build those building blocks.
You kind of have
nutrition.
To step in to their shoes. They are most of the time leaving their home, stressed out, having a lot of loss, not sleeping well. And I know, like for my mom, when she gets upset, she stops eating. And so having a protein shake.
I don't
shake,
have that problem.
No, I don't have that problem either. I'd be going through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru every day.
What do you mean you're not open?
That's right. It's on Sunday. So absolutely. The protein shake, if an older adult has lost their appetite, maybe they're somewhere strange where they don't find it, any of the food appetizing, that is a great go-to. Also, just some general items. So we're talking about flashlights, batteries, matches, disposable paper products, hand crank radio. These are all great, important items that, you know, you just don't know if you're going to have electricity. I remember our first ice storm here in Atlanta in 99, and we didn't have electricity for a whole week. And
right.
Cold showers. It was
very,
just
very cold. It was January. I think it was during the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And we didn't have power. And we were in an apartment, all electric sources of utility. So hot water didn't work. Furnace didn't work. Electricity didn't work. So we were really feeling the pinch of not having our backup plan in place.
Absolutely. And we were in an apartment, so we didn't really have a lot of resources. We didn't have a fireplace to snuggle up to.
We had multiple layers of clothes.
We did. So definitely having those items. Here's something you don't think about too often. Have a map of local roads. Because like we said, some roads, especially in Atlanta, we don't have ice clearing machines like they do up north. We don't put out ice and cinders.
We don't put out ice. No, I'm sorry.
We don't put out the salt.
The saline
salt
solution,
and the cinders. So,
yeah.
So you're stuck. Oh, our producer's correcting me. Okay, so maybe we have some minor snow removal, but not a lot. And it could take, he's bringing his mic in.
Oh, boy.
So tell us.
Loading up.
Tell Okimosabe about the snow removal.
We do have emergency vehicles for snow, and they have salt spreaders. So we are prepared. It's just not in abundance like northern states.
I stand corrected.
Very good.
He wants this to be a very
GADOT
accurate show.
Representative.
That's right.
I'll accept all endorsements.
That's GDOT@.org.
Yes.
So definitely have a map of the local roads. Because if your phone is dead, unfortunately, you may not know the back way around.
Right. And we've all seen it. If you've lived in Atlanta for more than 5 years, you've seen a storm that ended up being a tropical storm level in our area, knocking down trees left and right.
Absolutely.
And that road is no longer passable, and you got to figure out another way around it. So
some cold cash. You need some
cold,
cash.
Hard cash.
Yeah. Because if all the machines are down, electricity's out, card readers are not going to be working. So please just keep, you know, some cash on hand so you can get some supplies, get some food. Also, make copies of all of your key documents, your advanced directives, your ID cards. If you need to go to the hospital, they will want to have all of that on hand.
Extra blankets in the car,
yep,
in case you get stuck, which does happen. And extra layers of clothes, dress in layers.
And finally, some basic hygiene products, especially for older adults. You need backup to adult briefs and wipes, change of clothes, and a toothbrush goes a long way when you are not able to take a shower for a week. So just some great, handy, helpful tips. And if we would love to talk to you about any of these questions, any of this information, or anything else that's on your mind, and you can reach out to seniorprovisions.com. You can call us at 888-979-8783, and we would love to speak to you. If you'd like to be on our show, call us. We'd love to have you.
And to circle back with one last thing, we gave you a lot of information. So make a plan of attack and do this over a series of weeks. This didn't come to your knowledge today and has to get done today. So make a plan and actually try and have fun with it.
And we want to also thank Thrivent Financial for their support of the Harvest Radio Show today. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. And you can contact them at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's Thrivent Financial at 404-YOU-THRIVE. Well,
we've reached that.
We have. We've reached that time where we're wrapping it up. And I love to wrap up with our foundational scripture, Philippians 4:19. And this is so true today. But our God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Folks, there's no greater provision out there than Christ Jesus himself. Whether you're in a storm or you're just doing your day to day, walk with him. He will protect you, and he loves you, and I hope you know him. Have a great week. God bless.